You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I just checked out the merchandise at danpatrick.com. Got some great t-shirts. And if you're a golfer, you need a head cover for your driver, I've got it for you. And it says, I'm trying my best, which is one of our mottos around here. Also, Paulie, he gave me these C's Get Degrees, and we made it into a t-shirt.
Help me out back in the day.
That was your rallying cry at Southern Illinois. It's available at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question, Seton, from hour one, and does it bleed over to hour two?
You know, I'm not really sure that it can bleed over because we've already sort of debunked part of it, or maybe bunked part
okay.
of it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
A lifetime ban for Jontae Porter is ... a dangerous precedent, not an accurate report, or fair.
Yeah, I just heard from a source who said there's no consideration for reinstatement for Jontae Porter, which would be a lifetime ban. I don't know why they didn't put that in the press release. Just say it's a lifetime ban. Or there's... Now, this is my source saying that there is no chance for reinstatement. The NBA hasn't commented on that. But I'm curious about that. Although Woj, I think, said that it was a lifetime ban. But we've had players, now this is a previous generation, where they've been banned for drugs and alcohol. But it said lifetime ban in the press release. They were reinstated, I think most of them, after as little as 2 years. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. What's poll question for hour two, Seton?
Well, we got a side story that we've been kicking around off air, but we haven't gotten to just yet.
Okay.
It involves a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, okay. This is Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Lost his Super Bowl ring.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And I guess he was at, Skyline Chili or Gold Star Chili in Cincinnati, and he lost it in a bowl of chili, a chili vat.
Wait. He was a customer and he just lost it
okay.
at the restaurant?
All right. Here he is. This is Jason Kelce on his New Heights podcast with his brother.
I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen. We've already put the insurance claim in, which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to cover that.
Okay. You got details on this? Like, how do you lose it at a chili event? Sounds like somebody might have been in their cups a little bit and lost their Super Bowl ring. Yes, Marvin.
All right, so they went to Skyline Chili.
Scalini's.
Okay. And they went into a tub. The tub was a part of the Kelce brothers' great Lumbaby games at the alma mater of Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. They just did this a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where teams of students faced off in a series of bizarre challenges. As Kelce explained it, one of those challenges for two students to dig through the Skyline Chili, specifically a three-way consisting of chili, spaghetti, and cheese, looking for socks with Super Bowl rings tied to them.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
It looks like a kiddie pool that you had for your kids, but like 3 feet higher, filled with chili. And the contestants jumped in, and then Jason Kelce jumped in. Do you think that this chili, because if it was in the thing of chili, all you really got to do is spend an hour looking for it.
What? Did he realize he lost it?
At what point?
Yes. Because it might be, oh my God, I lost my ring.
They're pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And do the Eagles give him a chilly reception when he asks for a new one?
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll give you a bloop. No, I'm going to give him a bloop. It's a sympathy bloop.
You're giving a lot of sympathy.
I am.
You whiffed on one earlier, and now you're trying to make up for it.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I'm going to bet that this was not lost in the chili.
Okay.
Or maybe it was lost in the chili, but I think it's in the possession of somebody, if you know what I mean. Somebody found it and thought it'd be cool to walk with it.
Mm.
I don't think it's at the bottom of a landfill.
Okay. All right, well, we'll get some of our best people on that right now. Yes, Marvin.
What would you ask for if you had the ring?
Probation? It's theft.
Yeah, I don't know if you really are in a negotiating position here.
What if I just found it?
Okay, but you give it back. I mean, it's not like a Shohei Ohtani home run ball. I don't know. Do you have a mysterious voice here? Do you disguise your voice?
I got your ring. I want Taylor Swift tickets for a lifetime.
Hold the ring hostage. Go for it.
Yes, Paul.
So, Marvin, you're saying, though, if you found it and like an hour later you found it and said, what's the reward for the person? If they were an honest person who turned it in immediately. I would say you give the person a grand. Easy. You peel off a grand for them. Easy.
Yeah, but I have to know that you didn't steal it.
Right.
Like because if you stole it, it'd be like, I'm not going to pay you a grand for stealing my ring.
Yeah.
But if you found my ring, then, you know, I would compensate you. Yes, Mark.
I mean, either way, you're just grateful that the ring is back.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't want somebody who stole it from you to benefit. All right. Back to one of our headlines. Jontay Porter has been suspended now, as we've realized. No chance for reinstatement. Lifetime ban. And he bet on his team to lose. He bet on himself to underperform. Other than that, and he lost those bets, too. David Purdom, ESPN sports betting industry reporter, has been all over this story. David, thanks for joining us. Where do you want to start with this?
I think the most damning thing is the accusation that he limited his own playing time to impact the bets that were placed, the information he gave. He didn't play in the 13 NBA games that he bet on, even though one did include a parlay that included a leg betting against the Raptors, but he didn't play in that game. I think to go in a game and allegedly take yourself out in order to make sure wagers are winners, that's the most damning thing to me.
When did you find out about this?
Yesterday. We had been reporting on it, but when the NBA sent out its release, that's when I first became alert of it.
Okay. How does this – give me the behind-the-scenes process of who's alerted first, or how do you – do the casinos or the, you know, the sports betting people, they see the red flags here, and that's how it kind of gets to the NBA commissioner's desk?
Yeah, 100%. The sports books are the ones that see the information, right? They're the ones that see the bets. So they start to see all this rush of bets on a pretty low-profile guy, Jontay Porter. Many people probably haven't heard of him, if they're not. All of a sudden, they're getting $80,000 parlay bets on him, featuring all his unders on his points, rebounds, assists. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
So they contact what we call the integrity providers, a company called U.S. Integrity. They, a Las Vegas firm, they kind of act as a hub, right? Sportsbook calls them and said, hey, we saw something kind of strange. U.S. Integrity then calls all their sportsbook clients. Did you guys see anything? Once they gather all the information, they give it to the sports leagues and they give it into the state regulators, gaming regulators as well.
Is it foolproof as far as trying to get away with this? That they're going to eventually, they'll catch you, that there'll be, and I'm sure Jontay Porter didn't think anybody would notice that Jontay Porter was placing bets on himself, not realizing that the fact that there's bets on Jontay Porter raises the red flag. But is it foolproof for these leagues to go, you know, we'll notice this, we'll find you?
Well, if it's as brazen as this was, yes. I mean, this was pretty, frankly, it'd be flippant dumb. You know, to think that they're not going to notice a guy that maybe attracts $8 on a game all season, and then all of a sudden he's getting hundreds of thousands of dollars bet, is going to stand out. Now, are there more sophisticated attempts? You would have to think so. So it's certainly not foolproof. Anybody that it's very easy to hand somebody or tell somebody, an associate, hey, place this bet for me, do this, do that. It's going to be very hard and difficult to detect that, but we can add the deterrence, and the ban that was put on Porter hopefully will act as that for other players.
Yeah, I wondered, the NBA is setting a precedent here that mm-hmm. this is not even for consideration, according to my source. You know, so you don't leave open the window if it's a young star goofing around, placing some bets, and then you're going to suspend him for, you know, give him a lifetime ban.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It had to be a very thorough, thoughtful decision from Commissioner Silver, because if this were to be an up-and-coming star that would have attracted this, you know, gosh, he would have a big decision to make if he was going to end his career.
I just wonder, and I said this before when this came out, that you're looking for somebody who can be compromised. I didn't think a player – could put himself in this position and actually betting against his team and betting on his performance. But if you have an official, like somebody who can be compromised, who can still affect the outcome of the game, where do you think that if there is a potential big gambling issue, where's it going to come from?
I would pay attention to stat keepers. When we have wagers on every statistic involved, you know, how many assists, rebounds, a lot of times those can be judgment calls. Was that a controlled tap to a player? Should we credit that player with a rebound? I think those people, they do not have the large salaries that most of the players and coaches and such have. So I would be careful in there. Obviously, referees get a lot of scrutiny as well. I never thought a player would risk his entire career to try to pull something off like this. It's just dumbfounding to me.
Great to talk to you again, David. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
That's David Purdom. He covers sports betting for the Mothership. Does a great job of doing that. But, you know, you don't think somebody's noticing. And, look, I can look at this and say, boy, how stupid can you be? Compulsive gambling. Really, compulsive gambling. It's like Shohei's interpreter. Like, how could you put yourself in this position? But you do. It's the same thing no matter what you have. And I'm sure that there are people who have done many, many deep dives on this. What do you have in your DNA? Like what clicks, you know, with alcohol or drugs or gambling? Because it's the same thing. You need it. You got to have it. Whatever it takes to get it, you'll do it. And I don't know if Jontay Porter, I mean, it sounds like he's got a problem. If you're willing to throw away your career. Now, he probably thinks, I'm not going to get caught. That's the first thing you think of if you're a gambler, a drug addict, an alcoholic. Well, I won't get caught. And you always think you're smarter than what you are. And he probably was like, nobody's going to notice me. And he's giving information. But the fact that you don't realize by people betting on you, you're bringing attention in, and people are going to go, wait, what's up with this? He's thinking, I'm nobody. I'm not betting that much. But Vegas has to notice this. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if Jontay Porter, I'm looking at his stats, he played partially in two seasons. He was on rosters in Memphis and Toronto for a total of 37 games.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got a couple of these, you know, 2-way, 10-day, whatever they call them, contracts, and said, this is last call to have the opportunity to do this. I may be playing in G League or in Morocco in a year.
Yeah.
And said, I'm going to do a couple of these real quick before I leave and then scoot off to play in Israel or Italy.
Well, he's playing with guys who are making $20 million, $30 million, and then he's making a couple hundred thousand. Now, you might go, well, that should be enough. But to him, he's like, you know what? I can kind of subsidize this. I can get a little side hustle going on. Nobody's going to notice this. Maybe I can make $100,000 off of this. Yes,
yeah, Seaton. Yeah, I was going to say the same. He's around guys who are making $20, $30, $40 million a year, and he's making a couple hundred grand, and he's kind of an anonymous player. Nobody's going to notice if I pick up a quick $20,000 over here and $30,000 over there on these little off side bets.
And as David Purdom said, if you're only betting like $10 on Jontay Porter over under rebounds, and all of a sudden there's 20,000, you're going to notice that. Yeah, Paul.
The one thing David Purdom said that I had never thought of is the scorekeepers.
Yes.
If you had an over under on a point guard to get 4.5 assists, and you tell the scorekeeper, you know, no one's going to notice if he has 4 or 5 and it's 4.5. You know, assists are so vague. It's not like blocks or points. Those are kind of automatic, but assists are a judgment.
But does the NBA go back and look at all of the stats? Is there a lifeguard on duty when it comes to somebody? Because we have all these prop bets. And is the NBA saying, wait, how many rebounds did you have for Embiid? We had 11. Well, the over-under was, let's say, 10.5. Do they look closely at this? Because what David brought up, I had not thought of. But he's right. If you have the official scorekeeper, do they just take your word for it that you know the difference between an assist or not an assist or a rebound and not a rebound? Yeah, Paul?
I've got this article from a couple years ago, Darren Revelle at the Action Network, and a lot of other places had this, but there was a accusation, not of Jaren Jackson Jr., of scorekeepers padding his stats to help him win Rookie of the Year off a prop bet. And the NBA actually had to respond because it got a lot stirred up on Reddit and other places. And the NBA said, we will look into it. There is no truth to it, et cetera, et cetera. But the NBA did look into the scorekeeping around certain players.
I remember two players who said to me, John Stockton gets his assist padded. Two players. And I go, what? He said, yeah. Because John was averaging, whatever, 15 assists or something like that. And they said, yeah, you should check that out. Well, I never even thought of it. And this wasn't anything that had to do with gambling. This was just, they're inflating John's assist total. And I went, okay. And these were two players that were kind of jealous of, you know, the coverage that John was getting. And so that had nothing to do with a prop bet. But I could imagine, now you think about it, does anybody ever say, eh, you know what, let's go over the books here. But there's so much money in these prop bets. All right, let me take a break. We'll get some more phone calls here. And, you know, the big unit, Randy Johnson's going to be back on the show. We have a Randy Johnson quiz coming up. I don't think we give Randy Johnson enough credit for his greatness. Just going to say that. I don't know if I'm going out on a limb by saying that, but I think he won 5 Cy Youngs. Didn't he win 4 in a row?
He sure did. Does it feel like...
No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to give him his flowers here, and Randy's joining us a little bit later on. We'll take a break. We're going to talk hoops. Our buddy Adam Lefko from TNT. We'll talk about the playoffs, and, well, we got a variety of things to talk to him about. But we gave him an assignment. We want the 5 worst defensive players in the NBA. You know, we because, you know what happened? I'm watching the Hawks last night, and I realized... I could take the starting 5 of the Hawks. They could be first team all non-defensive. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
2 NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's the women's first major of the season, the Chevron Championship. Can Nelly Korda continue her winning ways and fend off the finest of the LPGA? You can see it all unfold on Golf Channel, NBC, and Peacock. He's Adam Lefko, the popular host inside the NBA, NBA on TNT, and, of course, the Lefko Show on Bleacher Report. Kind enough to join us. Let me start with the serious stuff, and that is Zion out. He just had this re-coming out party. This was it. Now, all of a sudden, we were seeing the Zion from the Duke days, and he can't play on Friday. What was your thoughts watching him against the Lakers?
Dan, I was on True TV on a thing called the BetCast, and we were sitting there going, it was like me, John Henson, and Tim Doyle going, this is the best game of Zion Williamson's career. And I thought it was incredible because he was answering the bell of all of his critics. I heard Stephen A. saying, last time we saw Zion, he was getting destroyed by LeBron in the in-season tournament. Chuck and Shaq, nonstop, hasn't performed to the biggest level. And then here in a one-game scenario with LeBron, with Anthony Davis, he was the best player on the court. Mm-hmm. And he brought them back in the clutch. And when he scored that 40th point and he lifted his jersey up, I actually thought that it was joy and it was relief. I didn't realize it was a hamstring injury. And when the game ended, we started talking about the Pelicans have said, if this doesn't end well, are they blowing it up? Is Brandon Ingram gone? Do they move on from CJ McCollum? How does this work? But now, what do you do with this injury with Zion? Because now the question comes what you just said, which is, can you really invest long term? And he has so much money, so many clauses about weight and injury that now it's almost like what it was an Embiid situation where the talent is undeniable. He could be an MVP candidate, but do you put long term assets and build around somebody that can't stay on the floor?
No, I can't. Much as I love what I see and I saw, and he was the best player on the floor, I agree with you. I just don't know if this was the aberration or this is the new normal that he's going to be able to give you 65 to 70 games. I wouldn't bet, and you got to spend a lot of money on him. You're not going to be cheap.
And also, think about it. You're running an offense where he is like this point forward. So it's very specific. It's not, you know, plug and play. It's been a really rough few days. Jimmy Butler, Giannis, Zion, a lot of guys that were kind of in and out of lineups. And you're wondering, is the sudden, I need to go 100 miles an hour having an impact? The other thing, man, with Zion that's tough is the shape he would have to be in to play that style for an entire season in playoffs of battering ram basketball. Yeah. I would lean on the side of caution of, I don't know if this is sustainable because the way he plays is constant contact every night.
I'm going to make you the GM of the Warriors.
That was serious. That was sad. That made me sad.
Yeah. I'm going to make you the GM of the Warriors.
Ugh. Okay.
What are you going to do?
I'm calling up Bob Myers. And I'm like, all right, where are the bodies buried? What are the other reasons you left? First off, what I would do is I would sit down with Steph and I would say, you are the franchise. What do you want? Like, let's be real. Like, let's lay it all on the table. Like, when you sit on the podium and you say, all you want is to win, when the questions were about Clay and Dre, what should we do? And because I think the buy-in's there, because we're about to enter an offseason where you're going to see Steph Curry on Bleacher Report wearing a Lakers jersey, and then you might see him next to, like, Luka. Like, it's going to be a lot of idea games. Clay is gone, unfortunately. Incredible career. We're going to let him go. I think that I'm going to ride the Kuminga Express, and I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to try that experiment because I think there's something there, unless I can get good assets. And then I'm going hard after Paul George. I think Paul George is someone that I can put next to Steph, and it can make some sense just from positional versatility. And the question is Golden State a free agent draw if the money isn't that great? Because we've already heard Joe Lacob say that he doesn't want to go into the luxury tax like he did last year. So is it enough to play with Steph and to play in Oakland?
Would you ask Steph Curry if he would want to play elsewhere, if you were management?
That, to be honest, what would you want to do?
Yeah.
Like, the first thought is, how would you reorganize this? And the second thought would be, do you really want to move? Like, is it because, like, an unhappy superstar whittling away in front of your fan base is tough. But to be the new GM that trades Steph Curry, golly, you're starting a timer on your career towards ending because no one, like, that's all they got.
I know.
But you have to look into it.
I brought that up. That's the first thing I say. I bring Steph in and I say, tell us what you want. Because he's going to want to win another championship. I don't think he's just going to go, hey, I'm making $55 million. I don't care how good our team is. He's got the pride that he wants to be going out a champion. But I would say to him, can we win a championship with this roster here? And if not, what do you think we need to do? And what, you know, is there any consideration to playing elsewhere?
As you said that, I just thought about him wearing a Spurs jersey. And I just thought about him and Victor Wembanyama. And, like, that's what I mean. Like, this is the best time of year because you could put anybody on any team right now. And you're like, that would be spicy. Steph and Victor. Oh,
yeah, I think that I would bring Clay back.
I would.
But it has to be a team friendly. I got to say, look, I this is what I need from you. I'm going to give you $20 million a year for 2 years with incentives that maybe you play X number of games, you make All-Star, you're whatever it is. I'll bump that up $5 million more. So you have the potential to make $50 million, but I need to lock you in at $20 million per season for the next 2 years.
It's crazy because we talk about all these players, and the real issue on the balance book to me is now Andrew Wiggins is like $100 million
contract. Yeah, they got to get. How are you getting rid of that?
But you know what? We say that every year.
That's true.
Who's taken James Harden? And he's been traded 3 times. Who was really going to take another risk on Kyrie Irving? And then he gets $130 million. Who is really going to invest in 30-blank-year-old Chris Paul? And now, you know, he's still there on the Warriors. That's another one you got to get out from under. When it comes to asset management, I remember this cover in the NFL. Mike Lombardi used to say this to us all the time. There's really only 8 teams that want to win the championship. And so it's the same thing in the NBA. You have to take advantage of the owners that are like, man, this is a loss leader in my portfolio. You know, we can move out from some of these assets. So you just got to find those bottom 8 teams and see if you can unload some salaries and then get creative. But it's tough.
He's Adam Lefko, NBA on TNT, Inside the NBA host, and the Lefko Show on Bleacher Report. All right. Worst defenders in the NBA. And the reason why I stumbled upon this was watching the Hawks last night, because I can include everybody on the Hawks on this, the all non-defensive team in the NBA.
Yeah, I appreciated this. I love getting homework at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you got an assignment.
By the way, sleeping baby behind me for an hour and 6 minute nap. Killing it right now. Killing it.
How old is the baby?
4 months.
Good for you.
Thanks,
good for
bro.
You. You get those two naps that they have. And then you have to line.
His name is Dan Patrick Lefko.
I like it. I like it. But you got to have those dual naps. But then when they collapse and you only get that one nap, you have to plan strategically as a parent of what can I get done in this window and make sure
the
dog doesn't bark or you don't bang into something.
We'll see how he reacts to my non-defensive.
Okay, here we go. Might be waking.
By the way, to your point for the Hawks, I looked it up for you. Luka had 73, career high. Curry had 60 against them this year, season high. Malachi Flynn dropped 50 against them this year off the bench.
Good call.
Mikal Bridges, career high, 45 against them. Cade Cunningham, 43, career high against them. The Hawks were one of my favorite teams to bet against because they were able to score enough so that it wasn't a blowout, but that the star player could keep going. But anyway, starting at point guard in the all non-defensive team.
Okay.
Trae Young, just because it's part of the notion here. Second team all non-NBA, I have Anfernee Simons as the point guard. Both very good shooters, both can't play a lick of defense. I apologize to both in advance. Shooting guard, we are going to Utah, third worst defensive team in the NBA. We're going to go Jordan Clarkson. Same mindset here, really good offensive player. He is the worst defensive box score plus minus in the NBA at the shooting guard position.
How about his backup, round of applause for that?
What a performance by him. His backup will be Cam Thomas of the Brooklyn Nets. One-way players. Small forward, I don't know how Tibbs is going to turn this around. Formerly of the Pistons, now in the Knicks. Bojan Bogdanović, just slow feet. Like, this is Dan Patrick is taking him left, Hezzy, and Bojan might fall. Back up there, Dougie McBuckets, now on the Indiana Pacers. Sorry, Doug. These are all statistically accurate. These are not me making fun of people. I've looked up their box score plus minus, their defensive Raptor, their defensive LeBron. I don't know what these stats mean, but they're at the bottom. Number four, the power forward, Kyle Kuzma. I am an NBA bettor, and my favorite bet for the last 3 years, 2 years, has been big men against the Wizards. It is, they dominate. So much so that in the last game of the year, Adama Sanogo, remember him from UConn, had a 2020 game against the Wizards, probably because Kyle Kuzma is going outlet and the possession hasn't ended. His backup is David Roddy of the Phoenix Suns, which doesn't, that's not really fair.
Yeah, it's not good.
And the center, it's the stars. I'm going DeAndre Ayton as the worst defensive big man in the NBA. Portland was bottom two in field goal percentage allowed to centers and blocks, bottom five in rebounds.
Yeah.
And then his backup is a tie between the other player you watched last night, Nikola Vucevic and Domantas Sabonis, who just watch them in these next games. They're both playing Friday, Thursday, Saturday. Look at the amount of rebounds that they get in the first half. And you're like, Sabonis already has 8 rebounds. And then watch what happens in crunch time. And they can't get anything. It's just something I've noticed. So that is my non-defensive two-level depth chart in the NBA.
How about a round of applause for Lefko? Had an hour to put that together. New father. You know, we have this gamble.
Set up a light.
You did it all.
It's crazy.
Okay, so we've been talking about Jontay Porter and the gambling here, and we just had David Purdom on, who covers gambling for the Mothership. And I said, where do you see that somebody could be compromised here, going down the road where, you know, it could be a bigger deal? He said, how about your stat keeper because of these prop bets?
Brother.
How about that? Over-unders, and I didn't even think of that. Does the NBA have a lifeguard on duty that goes back and looks at all of these numbers when the official stat book is closed?
Incredible by him. I couldn't agree more. I have a conglomerate of people that I talk to when it's like looking at bets because I host a lot of betting stuff. And so there's a lot of content. The amount of times where we'll be like, where is that assist? Like, that assist didn't get logged. or you'll see a rebound where like a guy comes down with it and then it falls, and you're like, who decides who gets that rebound right there? And millions could hang in the balance for that. Last night, just to give you a little perspective, I had Bogdanovich four threes. He hit a deep shot at the end of the game with 1 minute left, and apparently his toe was on the line, and that was a two. Huge swing. So I agree with the stat keeper. My question with the Jontay Porter thing is, if he was giving out injury information to somebody, I need to know who that somebody is, and I need to know if that person's talking to any other players, because you need to start finding the source. I think that this is one player, and I think as we've learned in a lot of these scandals, it's easy to pin it all on one guy, but it's usually a bigger issue than one guy. So I need to know what other injuries are these lower level 12th, 13th, 14th men that have prop bets under three or four are coming out of the game early. Who else is getting this injury information early? Is there a network of these people that have their claws in these players? StatKeeper is an incredible one. I've heard this for a long time, the information network, these assistants, trainers, this guy's not playing tonight, or this guy's kind of hobbled. If you start understanding the amount of minutes they're playing, that's what I learned from these prop bettors, is I'm sitting there courtside. I didn't mean to drop that, but that was good.
Wow.
Pacers, Knicks, and I've known Tyrese Halliburton for a very long time, and he's playing the game, and I'm looking, and he hasn't come in on the third quarter. And I go, Tyrese, like, are you getting back in? And he goes, minutes restriction. I didn't know he was under a minutes restriction. I'm just there as a fan. But some people do know that he's on a minutes restriction. And that's the kind of information that is invaluable in terms of prop betting. I saw that they're trying to get a law passed of outlawing prop betting in college sports. That needs to be passed today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if there's that, I mean, the way that these kids are going into their coach's office and demanding NIL deals, hey, listen, man, can you fumble in the third? You know what I mean? Like, you're not going pro. Like, what are we doing? Can you get a hold penalty real quick? Referees, too.
Yeah. Okay, before I let you go, is it fair to ask Michael Porter Jr., Jontay Porter's brother, plays for the Nuggets, did you know that your brother was involved with gambling? Or those questions that are going to come up as they get ready to host the Lakers, is it a fair question to ask him?
Just as it was fair to ask Shohei Ohtani. You know, I think it's a journalistic, I think the NBA, I'm not accusing him of anything, but you know, this is your brother, you know, like how did you talk to your brother? Like I do think that it is important, because I think that we are at a tipping point. When I host these betting shows, Dan, the first thing I did it on Tuesdays. I look into the camera and I say, if you don't got it, don't bet it. Don't bet parlay. Like, there needs to be some responsibility right now from all of from everybody, the media organizations, the teams, everybody that is getting money from these operators, to have some responsibility to fans in terms of. Dan, I get DMs every day from people talking about how they're in deep, and sometimes they're just looking to talk. And it's everywhere right now. And as someone that does bet and bets responsibly, and as someone that hosts betting content, I think the league needs to make sure that it's buttoned up on that side. And I think it's okay to ask those questions. I think it's their responsibility. And then on our side, I think it's important to not act like we have locks and that everybody's betting. And if you're not betting, you're a loser. We're not giving out like guaranteed advice. Like we're sitting here on a radio show. Who do you think's going to win tonight? And so I think every side needs to button up, because I could already see the 60-minute special, you know, a few weeks showing some kid who lost everything and some official.
Yeah. I appreciate the time as always. Thanks for your doing your homework, and hopefully your son stays asleep a little bit longer.
Oh, he's up. You didn't see the wife run by? Oh, man. 4-2-40. Incredible.
Thank you, Lefko.
Love you.
That's Adam Lefko, NBA on TNT, inside the NBA. Yeah. Did you see his wife run by?
That dude is the best,
he's
man.
He's great.
I love that
he's
guy.
He's great. But he is right. You know, there's no locks. I mean, you know, we have people who, touts who say, hey, I got the lock of the week. I paid for that service years and years and years and years ago. That, you know, he was called the professor. And I spent $100 to get his lock of the week. Well, I didn't realize that people said, well, they'll give this group the lock of one team and then give this group the lock the other team. So somebody's going to always be happy. Then somebody's going to be mad. But, yeah, we get caught up in a sure thing. Hey, I got a good information here. And like, it's entertainment, entertainment. You'll never, ever, ever beat the system. Never. But you can still enjoy the games. You can still have, you know, that entertainment value. It's when you try to make a living. You won't. All right. Take a break, back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When is it too early in the day to have a hot dog? Because I was thinking about this morning. Dylan, the graphics guy, put on hot dogs at 7 in the morning. And they smelled great. So I waited, and then I waited, and I couldn't wait any longer. During the commercial break, got myself a hot dog. Yeah, Paul.
Here are a couple of rules for, I would say, eating hot dogs, sausages, brats. In daily life, you shouldn't have a hot dog before lunchtime, which I think is 11. However, if you're at a tailgate, there are no rules. You eat whatever you want at any time. Mm-hmm. Also, when you're at an airport, you can eat anything any time of day. I've had a double bacon cheeseburger at 7:45 a.m. at like the Dulles airport. And you feel like a maniac, but it's like there's no time, like a casino.
Well, what's the earliest you can have a beer at the airport?
At the airport, there's no
rules. That's no rules.
No rules.
No rules.
No.
It's like a casino. Much like a casino, airports are no time.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
If you can find a place willing to make it or sell it, then all systems go. Then there is no time to worry about.
All right. Well, thanks.
But in life, you know, if you're just hanging out at your house, like let's say you have the day off and you're popping a cold one at 10:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Take a look at things.
Oh.
Relook at things. Oh. See, even though it was green light.
You're like, yeah, green light that. Yeah, of course.
But a weekend is different. A Saturday, you can have a beer at any time.
No, you can't.
On a Saturday?
No, not any time.
Well, not before.
But I'm having a hot dog, and Dylan had a couple of hot dogs before, I think, 8 o'clock.
So you're following that path?
Well, no. I waited a couple hours because I thought, man. Because Seton will sometimes say, boy, you're letting yourself go. And I didn't want him to see me having a hot dog going, man, kind of let yourself go. I mean, I used to be shredded. Yeah, Seton.
I do struggle a little bit with, I have no problem eating a sausage, you know, like
McMuffin or something.
Or anything, even just like on a hot dog bun with some mustard at 8 in the morning. But a hot dog is like, well, you can't really do that. Like, why not? But it does feel different, though.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty. I don't feel bad.
About a sausage or a hot dog?
This hot dog I just had.
Oh, you already had it.
Yeah. I wolfed it down.
You're getting close to, but somewhere around 11 o'clock is usually when the menu switches over from breakfast to lunch. So hot dogs are, this is right in the window.
Johnny in Kansas City. Hey, Johnny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's the fine line between a breakfast sausage and a hot dog, though? I mean,
not much. I mean, it's just
borderline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to get show back on topic. I had a couple ideas for your gravestone.
Okay.
First one. Sorry, you caught me at the gym. I'm out of breath. First one.
Johnny, I didn't call you. Okay.
First time, last time, with your height and weight and the word ding at the end.
Yeah.
And then the other one. You know, all the basic info. And then your most interesting fact, at the very bottom, just put stat of the day.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Go back to your workout.
Guys, I got to get my steps in. You're calling me to be on the show.
Yeah. Johnny, you called me. Yeah, so coming up with things to put on my gravesite. I think he said height and weight and then ding up there. Yeah. Or stat of the day. All right. Thank you, John.
Why would you call him while he's on the treadmill? I don't understand why you would do that.
People do call in, and then they'll go, hey, thanks for calling. And I'll go, I didn't call you. You called me. The big unit, Randy Johnson, will join us coming up next hour. Paulie has is it a Randy Johnson-themed question quiz?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
An homage.
An homage to Randy Johnson, who I think is underrated. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Make sure you check out the new merchandise at danpatrick.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.